Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 98.
The House will come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Arp. We ask everyone to stand for the prayer. Remain standing for the pledge. Representative Arp.
You will join me.
Our Heavenly Father, we pause a moment. Thank you for this day that you've given us. It's a precious gift, and may we use it to your glory, the service to you, for the people that you love. Give us wisdom and guidance to conduct your business in truth and honor. And we just thank you for the privilege. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 21st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves the journal for July 21st to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The rolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 146, an act to establish standards for practices of teledentistry to authorize properly trained dental hygienists to administer local dental anesthetics under direct supervision of the licensed dentist and to allow certain dental hygienists greater flexibility to practice without supervision to a licensed dentist and to allow licensure by credential for certain instructors and to enable representatives of the ECU School of Dental Medicine to serve on the NC Caring Dental Professional Board, and the following resolution duly ratified for proper role and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Joint Resolution 971, a joint resolution honoring the life and memory of Melanie Wade Goodwin, former member of the General Assembly.
Chapter bills will be noted. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, July 26th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative Pittman, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, July 26th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Special messages from the Senate. Senate Chamber, July 21st, 2021. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 150, House Committee Substitute Number 3, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the Charter of the City of Morgan to clarify the time period for filling vacancies in the Office of Mayor and provide that the City Manager shall appoint the City Clerk to update fines for certain voting violations on Lake James to provide that the elections for the town of Hildenburg shall be held in even-numbered years to establish office hours for the Register of Deeds in Cleveland County to authorize the town of Weldon to dispose of certain property by private negotiation and sale, to make technical corrections to the terms of office for the Board of Trustees of Cleveland Community College, and to make technical corrections and authorization for the delay of Lexington City Board of Education elections in 2021. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. Further special messages. The following special messages received from the Senate. House Bill 366, Senate Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an act to provide further regulatory relief to the citizens of North Carolina for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute. The first message is noted. The second message for House Bill 366 will be calendar pursuant to Rule 36B. Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, July 22nd, 2021. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate adopts the report of the conferees for House Bill 73, Conference Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an act to defer certain ABC permit renewal and registration fees due on May 1st, 2021 for the period covering May 1st, 2021 through April 30th, 2022, and to further defer previously deferred permit fees. When the appropriate action is taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered enrolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. Message is noted. Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, July 22nd, 2021. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message received from the Senate informing the House of Representatives that the Senate fails to concur in Senate Bill 150, House Committee Substitute No. 3, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the Charter of the City of Morganton to clarify the time period for filling vacancies in the Office of Mayor and provide that the City Manager shall appoint the City Clerk to update fines for certain voting violations on Lake James, provide that elections for the town of Hildebrand shall be held in even-numbered years to establish office hours for the registers of deeds in Cleveland County, to authorize the town of Weldon to dispose of certain property by private negotiation and sale, to make a technical correction in the terms of office with the Board of Trustees of Cleveland Community College, and to make technical corrections to the authorization for the delay of the Lexington City Board of Education elections in 2020. The President pro tempore appoints Senator Daniel Chair, Senator Alexander, Senator Jarvis, and Senator Fitch on the part of the Senate to confer with a like committee appointed by your honorable body, to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. That message is noted, and the chair appoints Speaker Moore as the conferee on behalf of the House of Representatives. The Senate will be notified of these actions. Motion of the Chair, House Bill 725, Earned Wage Access Services Act. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Banking, re-referred to Commerce. However, the Finance and Rules referrals, subsequent referrals remain.